Greetings, TPN. Joe here once again, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to a very special episode of the Pilot Network Podcast. As many of you know, we are hosting the Pilot Network Experience, also known as TPNX, April 21st and 22nd in Orlando, Florida. We are very excited to once again have Delta Airlines joining us for this event, and today I am very excited to have Captain Sheesh Narin of the Delta Pilot Recruiting Team here to talk a bit about Delta as a potential career destination, their pilot hiring needs, and a bit of a preview of TPNX. Sheesh, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, Joe, and thanks for everyone out at TPNX for having us not only in this podcast, but here later on in April in Orlando. Looking forward to seeing everyone.
Likewise, we are definitely excited to have you down there, and we are going to quickly get to the task at hand here, but if you're willing to share, I thought our listeners would like to know, and frankly, I'd like to know a little bit about you and your time at Delta, perhaps what airplane you fly, how long you've been with the company, where you're based, any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I started in Delta in early 2017. I got hired on the 757 and 767 based in Atlanta, where I was a first officer for about 5 years. And then early last year, I took the upgrade of the Boeing 717 based in Atlanta. Had the fortunate opportunity to work in hiring and recruiting throughout my career here at Delta so far, whether that's our collegiate pathway programs or our company pathway programs, our external hiring factors like today talking on behalf of recruiting, and then also have the opportunity to work in flight standards and flight safety as well. So formerly a line validation pilot doing special qualifications for crews in the 7576, and then currently a company ERC representative for our ASAP program. So a couple things here and there at Delta, but I will say my favorite job is flying a line and getting out there and enjoying it with other pilots and flying our customers around.
Well, a diverse skill set to be sure, and like any good pilot, the best part is the flying. Glad to hear that. I feel the same way. Really grateful for you taking the time. And as we were emailing in preparation for this conversation, you recommended what I think is a great place for us to start. So perhaps you could fill us in on the Delta Airline or the state of Delta Airlines, as it were. How have things progressed over the past few years coming out of the pandemic? How do things look for the remainder of 2023, 2024, and beyond?
Yeah, that's great. So, you know, we'll go back to 2019 where it was awesome. I think we were the world's most profitable airline at the time with around $6.2 billion in profit that we brought in. We had the ability, you know, we great fortune of hiring pilots at a rapid rate. There was quite a few movement going on, just a lot of great things at Delta happening in 2019. And then March of 2020 rolled around, and it affected all of us, not only just from an airline and industry standpoint, but it affected, you know, families and friends and relatives and people that we know. So, you know, mix that with our transportation sector kind of put on pause. And then fast forward into the mid-2021 area, early 2022, and we're back to levels that are very close, if not exceeding our 2019 levels. Our post-pandemic strategy has worked really well at Delta Airlines, with our number one priority being taking care of our customers. As long as we continue to do that and make sure that's our first priority, we'll continue to have a solid business foundation. And that's proven true so far. We have activated the majority of all our fleets that we have parked. We have added new aircraft. We have announced new aircraft orders. We continue to get aircraft deliveries, narrow bodies and wide bodies. In fact, I was just over in Toulouse, had the great opportunity to head over there last week and was able to ride back on a brand new A330 from the factory. So we continue to get those at a steady pace as well. Financially, I'm proud to say that we're probably in that top percentage of some of the most financial stable airlines that have ever been built. Last year, you know, we had an operating cash flow around $6.4 billion, which equates to a really nice profit sharing pool for our employees and our pilots included in that. We've given out about $7.3 billion in profit sharing since 2015. So all of that metric stuff, what does that equate to? It really does equate to a great opportunity for people that are out there that want to fly for Delta Airlines. So We continue to see rapid movement in regards to our ranks and our seats here at Delta when it comes to the system bids that we have. The opportunity to hold captain relatively quickly here at Delta on our narrow body fleets and even our 757s and 767s, or trying to find that sweet spot between quality of life and flying that. You know, we have enough, what I like to say, fleet variety here at Delta and base variety where, you know, you can find what makes you happy in your career. And the amount of growth and hiring that we're doing with the amount of fleet growth that we have coming on board is going to prove true for the individuals that want to come work for Delta in the future as well.
Well, I think that's a great snapshot of both broadly what's happening at Delta Airlines and also queuing into what pilots are really queued into, and that's hiring and career opportunity. And so could you give us an idea of how many pilots you've brought on since the pandemic pause and what you're looking at for the rest of the year and into next year? And
yeah, absolutely. Great question. So I believe we ramped up our hiring efforts back in August of 2021 is when we started hiring again. And from that point post-pandemic to where we are now, I think we've brought on over a little bit over 3,000 pilots since that point. Which is a huge number. It's been great. I've had the opportunity to fly with many new hires in the 717 in Atlanta, and they have been outstanding. And it's just an exciting time here for them. It's an exciting time for all of us here. Moving forward, we want to keep that momentum going here at Delta. Our plans are to hire at least 200 a month throughout this year until the end of 2023. And we see that continuing as we go into 2024 as well. So 200 a month, probably for the next, you know, anywhere between, you know, 12 to 14, 15 months. And then even after that, as we continue to evaluate what our network and our planning wants to do in terms of staffing, we see us hiring, you know, a good number as we move into 2024, 2025, and 2026 as well.
Well, that is great news for anyone who would love to come work for you guys over there at Delta, and great news for folks who are attending TPNX this year. And with multiple airlines attending TPNX and everyone having their own process, I thought it might be helpful for us to describe what candidates can expect if they sign up for a time slot with Delta down there in Orlando. And also, I was curious, in what way events like TPNX, doing meet and greets at events like this, how is that helpful to your team?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we are fortunate to send down a team of pilot recruiters down there, and all our recruiters are active line pilots here at Delta that also do recruiting as well. So if a member of TPNX is signing up, or someone that's going to sign up to speak with the recruiter, it's a one-on-one opportunity with an active Delta pilot who is a recruiter. And I always say this when I meet with a potential candidate that comes to one of my tables and wants to chat about it, it's not just an opportunity for us to get to know the candidate. Most importantly, I want the candidate to get to know us and who we are at Delta. So it's a one-on-one session where we can kind of talk about a candidate's past history, their experience, their flying experience. You know, we ask that they only bring a copy of their resume. That's all that we, you know, we accept, and we're going to hang on to that. But it allows us to kind of have a great, a casual conversation about the candidate's past and their history, their experience, and how that applies to what Delta's looking for and things that they can do to potentially continue to be on our radar, continue to enhance their applications, how to enhance that application. A really nice one-on-one session that we want to make sure to cater to the individual, that sometimes it's hard to do when it's more of a group session.
Yeah, that's one of the big drivers I know for Adam and Matt and everybody here at TPN. We really care about creating an environment where that's conducive both for the recruiting teams and the applicant, and making good use of that time that's set aside. And you had mentioned application, and I was wondering, just from a process and preparation standpoint, are there any best practices for application or resume completion that you'd like people to know about?
Yeah, we, you know, I guess a twofold part on that. When it comes to the resume part, when you do meet one-on-one, you know, be honest with us. You know, we're going to go through your entire history and your past, right? We want to know what's maybe not even on that resume. We really want to get to know you and how that, you know, basically parlays onto your application when it comes to how detail oriented that thing needs to be filled out. It's a long application. We've all done pilot applications before, and you know, it takes a while to go line by line through your logbook and fill out all those things. But what we're really looking for is a detail-oriented app that really has all the things that are in there. And we do a really good job, I think, in terms of how we look at applications. I'm not sure about our industry partners that are out there. But at Delta, we actually have two sets of human eyes that look at an application versus a computer. And they're actually hand-scored by retired Delta captains. So it takes a little bit of time for them to do that. But the benefit that we see of that is they can really deep dive in there and they kind of get to know the candidate, you know, because they're looking at that application in detail. So the amount of detail that you put in, make sure that it's up to speed in what we're asking for. There's sections in there that sometimes you may get a fix-it email, quote unquote, from our app review team that says, hey, you're missing this section, or maybe fill it out this way and follow that to a T. But some of the common ones that we get, you'd be looking at, you know, your flight training. There's a professional development section in there when it comes to where you got your flight training. So all the flight training that you went through, we want to know about that. We want to know where you went to school in regards to your flight training, either your, you know, high schools, universities, wherever you got your education from. We want to know about that. There's plenty of space to kind of explain potential employment gaps. There's plenty of space to kind of chat about your achievements, your volunteer work, the application that it runs down through. All those pieces are pretty critical in regards to how our app reviewers look at a candidate.
Well, I appreciate you giving such an in-depth explanation there. I know that's really helpful for applicants to hear, and hopefully that motivates people to get going and be detail-oriented in their application process. If a pilot is successful in the application process and they get invited to an interview, do you have any types of particular type of interview prep that you like to see? Or perhaps, what would you encourage a candidate to be thinking about during the preparation for an actual interview?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's one that we get often. I would say I would want a candidate to prepare themselves however they feel to be the most successful the day they show up in Atlanta at our world headquarters to interview for a first officer position, whether that's, you know, working internally or externally with however they want to be prepared to be successful. But I will say this. When they do show up, our teams here in Atlanta do a really nice job of welcoming them here to Atlanta to interview, but also kind of set the tone that we really want you to work for Delta Airlines. And with that being said, we want them to be themselves in the room. There's so many times that there can be stories that are out there that, that basically, I don't want to say sound canned or rehearsed, but I know that the pilot across the table from me, if I'm interviewing them, has a wealth of experience, and I want to get to know them to see if they're a right fit for Delta. I know they can fly an airplane really well because they're across the table, and I've already had all these people look at their application. Our teams here in Atlanta truly just want to get to know them and want to know their story and their background, their experiences. And you'll find that most people that went through the interview process here at Delta can probably attest to it's a conversation that we're having with the people in the room. It's not necessarily a bright light in your face asking you, you know, where were you last night at 11 p.m.? You know, it's more of a, you know, how was your flight in? Talk to me about where you're from, and then let's intertwine it and talk about your experiences. So I would say be yourself, number one. Number two, our teams do a really good job of sending out what they want you to bring to our interview process. They have it listed really nice bullet point out on logbooks and, transcripts and OPRs and form aids and all types of stuff, depending on what service you were in and whether you were civilian or military. But follow that to a T. That really makes our teams here, their jobs a lot easier. It makes the interview team's job a lot easier and allows more time to get to know the candidate.
Should be a simple thing for most pilots to do. So,
and you know what, most pilots, if not all pilots, do it really well. And we understand that, you know, this is a pretty big deal. I mean, no one is not nervous the night before their interview or leading up to an interview and as they prep, and we get it, right? And our goal here is to make that day as simple as possible, knowing how stressful that day can be. And if we can take a little bit of stress out of that day to kind of welcome that candidate to our family for that day to help him or her succeed, then that's going to be our goal.
Wonderful. And because applicants are always curious, what is the approximate timeline from invite to interview, interview to in-doc, and in-doc to aircraft training? Just generally that whole process, what do the timelines look like?
So invite to interview is a little bit difficult for me to pinpoint and give you an accurate time frame, but because there's so many moving pieces that happen from the invite when it comes down to getting all the stuff, you know, scheduled away. I mean, right now, I think we're interviewing, don't necessarily quote me on this, but most likely we're interviewing about 30 days or more out because we're so booked here in regards to how many interviews we're doing. So at a minimum, about 30 days out based on availability. So, and that is once you get an email that invites you here to Atlanta. There's a few steps before that process, of course, when it comes to submitting your app. And then we have an online assessment component as well. And there's some wait time for those results. So I would say from the moment you get an email that invites you to Atlanta to interview, it's about 30 days at a minimum to get scheduled for an interview. After that point, if you're successful, in that interview, from interview to in-doc is right around 4 to 6 weeks right now. And that's clearing all your background checks, your PREA checks and all that stuff and getting people slated for class dates as soon as they can get in there, which right now is about 4 to 6 weeks after a successful conditional job offer. And then once in in-doc, until you're done with training, I always say give yourself 90 days. That's not saying that we are going to basically lock you away here in Atlanta for 90 days to, you know, be in training and that's all you get. We actually do a really good job of sending our pilots back home to see their families, between training to get rest breaks and all that kind of stuff. But it's going to be about 2 weeks of in-doc, and then you're going to get sent home for self-study, based on the aircraft and equipment that you've been on previously that you've been assigned. That's going to take anywhere between 2 to 3 weeks. And then you come back to Atlanta, at our world headquarters and our pilot training facilities to, go under about 4 weeks of simulator training. And then once you're done with your check ride there, depending on what fleet you're on, OE, can take anywhere after you finish your check ride to be done and completed 2 to 3 weeks. And that could be a little bit longer because currently it's an exciting time. Like I mentioned at Delta, we're hiring into our 757, our 767, our 330s, our 350s, and our 76400. So on top of our normal domestic OE, we're required to do a transoceanic experience as well. So getting that schedule to go across the Pacific or the Atlantic twice takes a little time. So I say that whole package is 90 days from start of class till you're out there on the line, flying our customers around.
The next section is one that we here at TPN call our memory items. They're just a couple of short questions, but they're designed to be some of our key takeaways from our conversation today. And the first one is, what are your minimum requirements and what are your preferred minimums? Hours and experience.
That's a great question. So our minimum requirements, I'll save the long bullet list of items so we can chat more. But if you go to airline apps in the Delta section airline apps, we outlay all our minimums and they're there for you. That is our minimums. You mentioned something about what our preferred minimums are. And it's interesting. We get that question often here at Delta and, it's not a magic number. It's not, you hit this amount of certain turbine time or turbine PIC time or any 121 time or civilian time, military time. We actually look at candidates holistically at Delta Airlines. We, always say that we hire future captains here, and we hire leaders at Delta. And what that encompasses is a holistic approach of how we look at candidates. And it's not just the flight time that we look at. We actually go back and talk about that detailed application because we want to assess a candidate for what they bring to Delta, not only in the flight deck, but outside as well. We pride ourselves on customer service and how we approach, the people business. We always say we're in the people business. I know we get people from point A to point B safely, but we truly are here to take care of our customers and make sure that they're safe at every single step of the way. But we want to make sure that they have a great customer experience as well. That leadership side of the house that brings into it is not just what you're doing flying airplanes. It comes down to your education, your flight experience, of course, what you're doing in terms of leadership roles. And that just doesn't have to be at work either. I mean, think about the things that you're doing in your communities as well. You know, our slogan right now is "No one better connects the world." And a lot of that has to do with the communities that we serve. So we actually are really big on community service here at Delta. We want to see candidates that are leaning forward, that are helping not only their employers, but also the communities that they serve in as well. So when it comes to being competitive, quote unquote, or potentially what's preferred, that kind of varies from candidate to candidate. We see experience levels from all facets right now, from all avenues, whether it's civilian or military. And we really pride ourselves in looking at a candidate from A to Z and seeing what they have the potential to bring to our operation in order to be, you know, quote unquote, preferred.
If you were to choose one thing, and it could be more than one, that can make a candidate stand out in a positive way, what might that be?
One thing that can make a candidate stand out. I mean, there's so many. That's a hard one. If they love Biscoff cookies. No, I'm kidding.
Or if they wear a red tie.
Yeah. No, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and put it out there for the world to hear. You know, you do not have to wear a red tie. You know, you won't see this on video for the podcast, but I'm actually wearing a pink tie today. So, but
it's nice. It's a nice tie. You know?
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. You know, we go back to our core values a lot when we talk at Delta, which is honesty, you know, integrity, respect, servant leadership, and perseverance. I would say if I had to pick any of those, I think servant leadership. I think one of those is we talked about how we take care of our customers, but I think we take care of each other as well. And I think one of the biggest things that makes us successful, and we talk about it a lot from a leadership level down, is if you continue to take care of your people, they're going to take care of your customers. So I think that ultimate encompassing kind of trait or character trait of wanting to serve not only, you know, your customers that you're flying, but also your fellow employees as well. It's just one of those where Delta does a really good job of taking care of our people. So I think that's probably the biggest trait that we'd be looking for.
Well, I think that's a great point in the sense that it's a good characteristic for us all to think about in our own lives and how are we exhibiting it. So I think the fact that there isn't one particular way to stand out in a positive way is kind of why we asked the question. It's a kind of a backdoor into that. So I appreciate you kind of playing ball with me on that one. And the last question we have, and you've spoken a little bit to this already, but I will throw it out there. For anyone who is in the process of getting their application ready and they listen to this interview, what do you want to say to them so that they might have the best possible chance of being successful in that?
Yeah, that's a great question as well. I'll resort back to being detail-oriented. Make sure that, you know, if it's asking a question that we're looking for, to fill that out as to the best of their ability. Don't skip anything on that application. If you get one of our fix-it emails from our app review team, make sure to follow that to a T as well. But I'd say take your time with the application. It's like any airline application. It's a bit of a lengthy process. So, you know, don't just do it overnight. Take your time with it. Continue to basically focus on the detail for the questions you're asking and make sure that we get to know you very well through that application, because that is your portal to let us know about you. And then finally, be conscious about how we update it as well. Updating your application is a critical element once it's complete as well. Don't let it just sit dormantly. Make sure that you continue to update that. And a lot of times people think it's just going to be flight time that you need to update, right? And that is true for the most part. The flight time is going to continue to get more and more for the most part. But some of the gotchas that are out there, if you get a new medical or if you get a passport that's expired or something like that, those are really easy to miss and kind of go over. So just kind of keep an eye on your application. Update it at least once a month for us. You can do it more than that. I've spoken to pilot candidates out there that literally do it after every trip, and that's fine as well. But we like to say once a month at a minimum to keep that updated.
Well, Sheesh, that does it for my questions. Did you have anything else you wanted to get out to our listeners before we take off?
Two quick things. very frequently from candidates we get. We've had a tremendous opportunity for a lot of applicants to apply to Delta, and our app review team has been working diligently to review as many applications as possible. Because of that, there's a lot of candidates out there whose applications have been reviewed, and they are have been reviewed competitively. And we want them to go forward to the next step of our interview process, which is an online assessment that we're going to send out. However, you know, we just have to schedule these in a time frame, and sometimes we just have to be a little bit patient, or, you know, in regards to how many we want to schedule. We'd love to schedule them all immediately, but unfortunately, just based on bandwidth and administrative stuff here, we can't do that. So for those candidates out there that may have received an email that said, hey, we reviewed your application, you're competitive, just be patient with us. It's part of the process to come to Atlanta to interview. And on the plus note, if you received that email, our app review team really liked what they saw in your application, and it's just a matter of getting you scheduled for that online assessment. So be patient with us, but I promise you, once that starts to roll and we start that online assessment your way, or send that online assessment your way, you know, things will kind of fall in place. So that is just one of the things that we've received in terms of candidate feedback that we kind of wanted to throw out there for those that may be listening that have that email. And the only other thing that I wanted to add was last year at TPNX, it was one of the first times that I've actually had gone to a expo or a hiring conference in this capacity, where the pilots were able to bring their families to the event. I'm not sure if you're doing it again this year that way, but I will say this. It was probably one of the most fun events I've been to because of the family dynamic that you introduced. And I think one of the biggest things that we related to as Delta pilots and recruiters was not only talking to the candidates that came to speak with us, but talking to the candidates' families as well. So I guess just throwing it out there that we're a big family-oriented airline. And I guess for any of the families that are out there, and if we have a one-on-one session with us, or your pilot in the family has a one-on-one session that they're going to talk to us, if there's any type of questions that we can ask in regards to or answer to family life here at Delta, whether it's schedules or how we bid or what that looks like or what type of family planning and family leaves and all that kind of stuff that we have here, please ask us that too. It doesn't have to just be pilot questions that we're answering here. We want to ensure that not only, I said it earlier, the purpose of our meet and greets are to make sure that, you know, to kind of find out if not only if a candidate's a right fit for Delta, but I think most importantly, we want to make sure a candidate can find out if Delta's a right fit for them and their family. So anyone that's listening, anyone that gets the opportunity to meet with us or even attend our hiring brief on Saturday the 22nd, if there's any questions that your family members have, we'd love to answer that too. We're pretty excited about a new contract that we've signed on board for our pilot group. And within that allows a lot of great scheduling flexibility and a lot of family enhancements as well. So those are my two things.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for that. I know that the family-friendly environment is one thing that was really important to everybody at TPN for that event, among a couple of other things that are unique to TPNX. And so the fact that that helped you guys out means a lot to us. So I really appreciate you bringing that up and letting us know.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, that does it for me. So I just want to say thanks once again for taking the time and sharing some highly sought-after insight with our listeners. To everyone who tuned in, thank you for joining us. We hope to see many of you at TPNX. Again, that's April 21st and 22nd in Orlando, Florida. Head out to thepilotnetwork.com for more information on that. And as always, keep the shiny side up, be patient, be prepared, be detail-oriented,